Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with mild temperatures, a perfect day to be outdoors in Tel Aviv. In Jerusalem, expect a cooler breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys clear skies. As night falls, temperatures will drop slightly. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, the U.S. Central Command reports a confrontation with an Iranian ship. The ship refused to stop for 6 hours. Also, the Jerusalem Post informs us that the IDF confirms Hezbollah attacked UNIFIL soldiers during a ceasefire. French President Macron blames Hezbollah for the attack. Also this hour, Mariv reports a soldier was recorded destroying a statue of Jesus in Lebanon. This incident is under investigation by the IDF. Separately, JNS highlights that Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. The IDF accuses Hezbollah of exploiting the ceasefire for terror activities. And finally, from earlier reporting, the IDF states that Hezbollah continues to endanger international forces in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eliakim Jacobi, an analyst, shared footage of Hezbollah grooming Shia youth for martyrdom just minutes ago. From 60 Minutes, retired vice admin, Robert Harward noted that an operation to seize Iran's enriched uranium would take considerable time. Sultan Al-Jaber shared that 50 days of a closed Hormuz Strait has blocked nearly 600 million barrels of oil, increasing pressure on global markets. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian ship incident, CENTCOM released footage showing the U.S. destroyer engaging with the ship. This incident reflects ongoing maritime tensions in the region, as reported by Israel Hayom. The implications could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, affecting regional security. Turning to the attack on UNIFIL soldiers, the Jerusalem Post detailed how Hezbollah's actions during the ceasefire led to the death of a French peacekeeper. This incident raises concerns about the stability of peacekeeping efforts in Lebanon. France's condemnation could escalate diplomatic tensions. Meanwhile, the IDF investigates the statue destruction incident in Lebanon. Mariv reports the footage has sparked international criticism. The IDF's response will be crucial in managing global perceptions and maintaining diplomatic relations. In other developments, JNS underscores that Hezbollah's actions continue to undermine peace efforts. The killing of a UNIFIL peacekeeper highlights the fragility of the ceasefire. International forces may need to reassess their strategies to ensure their safety and effectiveness. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports that shopping giant QVC is nearing bankruptcy. The company is restructuring to manage its debt amid a digital shift. This highlights the challenges traditional retailers face in adapting to new market dynamics. Separately, CTech reveals Israel's new AI-powered artillery, debuted in Lebanon. The ROAM system represents a significant advancement in military technology. It signals a move towards more autonomous battlefield operations. And finally, from Ynet Business, American Eagle stock rose 6.5% after launching a campaign with Sydney Sweeney. This demonstrates the powerful impact of celebrity endorsements on retail markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.